I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So it's that time of year, Steve, where, you know, the Tampa Bay Lightning have some things to play for, but let's be honest, you know, they've clinched a wild card spot, the first one at that. And the thing is, they kind of sleptwalked through the first two periods against Columbus, which in a way, you know, you don't want to see, but you can't blame them. By the same token, pretty outstanding performances if you just say, okay, the two guys that you really want to see dialed in, well, three if you count their goaltender, obviously, Andrei Vasilevskiy, who was terrific. But, I mean, Nikita Kucherov just continues to have one of the greatest seasons in NHL history, really. And Steven Stamkos getting a hat trick. Not bad for a guy, you know, who entered the season, no contract for next year, you know, at his age and doing the things he's doing this late into the year.
It's the season Kucherov is having. I mean, just another 3-point night.
Yeah.
Up to 139 points on the season now. Although his lead over Nathan MacKinnon is only 2 points, because MacKinnon has, and they're still playing, but 4 points. On Tuesday night. Actually, they just ended, so let me double check. Yeah, he finished with 4 points, so he's 2 points back. Look, Kuch does have a game in hand. But just this, the way he's racking up points, and he's going to get 100 assists.
I know.
And to tell you how rare that is.
Yeah.
Three players in history have had 100 assists in a season. Only three.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Orr once.
Mm-hmm.
Mario Lemieux once.
Mm-hmm.
And Wayne Gretzky 11 times.
11. It's so stupid, really, when you say it like that. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah, he did it 11 times.
Yeah. But this season, you're going to have two guys hit that mark.
Yeah.
Because Connor McDavid's 1 point, one assist away.
He'll get it.
And Kuch is now 4 assists away with 4 games to play.
Yeah, he'll definitely get it.
Kuch just had his 23rd 3-point game of the season. Like, that's crazy.
Did I see a stat where he's had more 3-point games than he's had games where he didn't have a point?
Well, yeah, no, he's got 23 3-point games. He's got like 9 or 10 games he hasn't scored this year. Maybe right. It's 11. I don't, you know.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
He's practically doubled it up, or probably has.
Yeah.
I haven't looked lately at the
That's numbers. Sick.
Yeah, it's insane. The season he's had has just been incredible.
I mean, but not only that, but like if you put it on a highlight tape, which somebody will, of course. And you really take a step back. And you know, a couple of things. One, he's not a center, okay?
Mm-hmm. He'd be the first wing to get 100 assists, too.
Yeah, I mean, consider how rare that is just in and of itself. I mean, he's not in the middle of the ice, you know. The other thing is just the highlight reel passes, right? The next level, how did he know he would be there type of passes? Even in this game against Columbus. His first assist to Braden Point, he spins around, does about a 180. How does he know he's there? Because he just does. But not only does he know he's there, but he puts the thing on the guy's tape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a spectacular. Any time of the year, that assist is going to lead, you know, NHL Tonight, if they have such a thing or whatever they do in Canada. But, I mean, he does that multiple times a game. You know, where he sort of has this sixth sense or eyes in the back, whatever you want to say. But he doesn't just always make the right pass, which he does most times. But then there's these highlight reel plays that you feel like, you know, the way he sees the ice, even before maybe sometimes the guy that's going to score sees it, you know. That's what's so remarkable about this season. Is that he's done it with so many, you know, like I said, going to get 100 assists, and he could score more if he focused on that.
Earlier in the year, he was
because they needed him to, and so he did.
Like for the first 20 games of the season, I think he led the NHL in shots.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And now it's tailed off in part because they started covering him more.
Right.
But in part because that's his nature anyway.
Yeah. No, he's a kind of a pass first guy, much to the chagrin of Phil Esposito. But he also makes guys around him. He just elevates everybody around him. He reminds me of a Magic Johnson type player who, you know, saw the floor so well that all you had to be is on the floor with a guy, and he was gonna get you a layup. You know, you just had a great point guard. If you play with one, even in pickup basketball, you just run the floor. You run the floor, they're gonna find you, and you just keep going to the basket, and you'll score 20. That's what Cooch does. I mean, Cooch just puts these guys in such great positions, and he's done it all year. I mean, he's done it from the first game until now. Knock on wood, he stays healthy, because they can't obviously withstand any kind of injury to him. But yeah, it's been an historic year. An historic year. You know, as you mentioned, only three other guys had ever done it. Now two may do it this year, and Gretzky, of course, just being, you know, the great one. But I mean, there should be some kind of a time capsule highlight reel, you know, file this one away, because no matter what the Lightning do in the postseason, this is arguably maybe the greatest season I've seen. You know, Stamkos has scored 60 goals before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Points had 50. You know, I mean, like, there's been tremendous individual achievements. And then if you want to go to the goaltending side, obviously with what Vasilevsky's done. But could this be the greatest season of a Marty St. Louis, you know, another MVP? But could this be the greatest single season of a Lightning player ever?
Well, I mean, you know, points-wise, it's not even close.
It has to be.
He's already 11 points ahead of his franchise record of 128.
Yeah, he's lapping the field now.
You know, we talked a few years ago about Steven Stamkos and the difference of being able to train in the offseason instead of rehab.
Sure.
Well, we know Kucherov took about a week off after they got eliminated from the playoffs early last year and was back on the ice. And look at what that offseason did, make him even that much better.
Yes, it did.
Because he was out there 5-6 days a week all summer long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of guys take a month, month and a half, start coming back in August. No, he was out there a week after they were eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
And to see how much better he is this year. And he was already great.
Sure.
And I'm not using that loosely. He was great.
Yeah.
But he has been so much better this year and carried this team for a good part. I mean, Steven Stamkos is now, you know, going to be close to 40 goals. He's got, what, 39? He's probably going to get 40. But he didn't start the season that hot.
Right.
You know, Braden Point didn't start the season hot. He's up to 44 goals.
Yeah.
Like, it was Cooch carrying this team. And the fact that he's, what, 50 points ahead of Braden Point or more?
Yeah, think 50, about that.
53 points ahead now?
More than 50 points ahead of the next highest scorer on the team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just sick. I mean, the year he's had, like I said, it's I don't know if it'll be appreciated in real time. But
a lot of the appreciation may depend on how deep they go in the postseason.
How they do in the postseason, yeah. But, you know, they'll be talking about it, like whether it's the first series or if they advance, certainly if they get to a Stanley Cup, he'll be the reason why. But they'll be talking about it soon in the postseason nationally. And, yeah, I mean, you know, he's generally showed up in the postseason too, so I would expect this to continue. I don't know, you know, like you can kind of forgive the way they play. I mean, look, we're at the end of the year. The season ends a week from today, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their final game will be against Toronto a week from today at Amalie Arena.
Right. So when you get to this point and you've clinched the first play and pretty much you're going to have the first playoff wild card spot,
yep.
You know you're in the postseason. You're playing a Columbus team that's been decimated by injuries. Still got some young guys that are playing hard, obviously. Mm-hmm. Those first two periods, you really want to flush.
Well, they kind of did the same thing in Pittsburgh. Saturday. I mean, yeah, I don't think they played as poorly as they did tonight in the first two periods, but they exhaled. Like, they clinched the playoff berth Friday night because three teams lost.
Yeah.
And they exhaled. It's
human natural. Nature, man. Human nature.
There's really not much movement. Maybe they could catch Toronto for third. And that's you know, now you're 6 points back with four games to play.
It'd take a lot of help from Toronto. Yeah,
it would take some help. And they don't really care if they catch them. Like,
it's home ice, but which you can erase with one win.
But
you know,
taking third in the Atlantic, you don't have home ice.
Well, that's true. You're right.
Still going to start on the
road. Yeah, you're right.
Now, later on, if you played the wild card team, you'd have home ice over that.
But, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But for the first round, like, they're locked in now. They're starting on the road no matter what. The highest they can get is now the 3 seed. They cannot catch Florida for the 2 seed.
Yeah.
So they don't.
So either way, they're on the road.
They don't care. They don't care where they play. They don't care who they play. They're in.
Right.
And this team has shown, because we've talked about it. Oh, you can't just flip a switch. Oh, you can't just flip. And they would they would go in the playoffs playing awful the last couple games once was clinched, and they could turn it on. First game, like, they know how to, they're veteran enough to know how to do that,
right? You know? Well, I'll tell you, you know who cares is whoever they're going to face. That's going to be the team that cares,
mm-hmm.
because no one wants to play these guys.
No,
in the postseason, because they have their. I mean, look what they've done to get here. What are they now? Is it 9-2-1 or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know since the halfway point of the season, they have the third best winning percentage in hockey.
Yeah, I mean, there you go. I mean, and they had to grind their way to get back in it. I mean, they were not a shoo-in for the playoffs whatsoever.
Nope.
They had to turn it on and step on it this last month or so, which they did, which shows you that they have this extra gear. Now, health is everything. You know, when you get in the postseason, who's going to be healthy? Who's going to stay healthy? And you know, the other part of this is that, you know, just even taking – you know, the game against Columbus, they were so sloppy and so bad through two periods. How many one-on-none rushes did Vasilevsky just stiff? You know what I mean?
Now, how many turnovers at the blue line and you know, hope passes, blind hope passes in the middle
basically,
of the ice.
Basically, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it reminded you of them trying to play like they did in 18-19, just, you know,
yeah,
Harlem Globetrotter style all over the ice.
Right, right. We're going deep. Everyone's cherry picking. Yeah, I mean, it was, and Vasilevsky, you know, could have, you know, mortal goaltenders might have given up 3-4 more goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he just kept standing up. So, you know, even in this game, which they turned it on when they needed to, they, you know, their goaltender really was the reason they won in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because he just didn't give it up, you know, and he's been, I think I saw, you know, not only is his record good, but well below, I think it was around 2.5 something goals against during this stretch. You know, so been, I mean, he's locked great. In, mm-hmm. he's locked in. And the question now is, Steve, how much more do you want to play him? They will go from Wednesday and then not have a game probably till Saturday.
So my guess is, and this is just me speculating.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Matt Tompkins or if Jonas Johansson's back, but right now Matt Tompkins is the backup. I wouldn't mm-hmm. be surprised if he plays Thursday against Ottawa.
Yeah.
And maybe Monday against Buffalo.
I think Andre plays Wednesday and then takes those days before.
Yeah, I think he'll play Saturday in Washington.
Okay.
And then next Wednesday against Toronto.
That sounds fair.
That's just my Hunter,
because it'd be too many days off for him. He likes to play every game.
But yeah, I don't think you want him to go Monday to Saturday or Sunday or whenever the playoffs are going to. I mean, it's possible you don't start the playoffs till Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, it'd be a week before he was even
on
the ice.
So I'm guessing he'll play Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of the other three games, and you have Ottawa at home, at Washington, and then Buffalo at home.
Yeah, and you want to give him, you know, even he's probably his own worst enemy in this case, but you want to be able to give him a little bit of a rest mm-hmm. and force him to take it. You know,
I would love to see him take 2 days off, two games.
Now, what do you do? And this is always tricky to me because we've talked about Cooch.
You're not resting Cooch because he's going for the scoring title.
That's a good point.
But then do you rest Braden Point? Well, if Braden Point's not out there, does that hurt Cooch's chances to get more assists?
It does.
You know, or, you know, I don't – hockey players aren't ones to – they don't do load management. Now,
if you're nicked up, though.
If one of them are nicked up, and we may not know that.
Yeah.
You know, if
you give those guys a little bit of time,
if someone's nicked up, go ahead and give them a game or two off. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we don't necessarily know that. I mean, we know that Sorelli missed a game. He was back tonight. We know Janot has missed two games. He was back. You know, Brendan Hagel left the game 2 games ago, hurt, but he played the next game. Like, you know, if those guys are a little banged up, and you want to give them a day off, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why you have Austin Watson. That's why you have Connor Sheary. That's why you have, well, Hayden Fleury's hurt right now, but
yeah,
Calvin DeHaan. You know, that's why you're carrying 8 defensemen and 14 forwards. Like, you have backups, so. You know, if there's someone banged up, yes, I think you do try to give them a game or two. Although you don't want to give them too many off because hockey players are creatures of habit, man. Rhythm and flow and, you know, so it's always interesting how the sports differ. Like basketball, you know, the players,
they're load
willingly take
all the
lots
way,
of games yeah. off. Yeah. Where hockey players never want to, they don't want to take a shift off.
Right.
Oh, wait, I just need 38 stitches in my nose? Hold on, I'll be back next period.
Oh, yeah, it's sick, yeah. They're a different breed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's always good, too, to see, you know, guys get hot at the right time, and that's Stamkos right now.
Yes.
So in his last 6 games, he has 10 goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking at Ed Encina's story in the Tampa Bay Times and on TampaBay.com. If you go back to an 18-game stretch starting February 27th, he has 16 goals and 10 assists. So he's just one shy of a 40-goal. I mean, 40-goal season. Come on now.
You know, how valuable Anthony Duclair's addition is.
Huge.
And Anthony Duclair's a good player. And, you know, every team he's ever been on, players love him and that. But...
Mm-hmm.
What the Lightning have missed most of the year, and granted, Stamkos' hot streak started a little before that, but
yeah,
once Anthony Duclair came to the team, it gave you the top line of Duclair, Cooch, and Point.
Yeah.
It gave you the second line of Sorelli, Hagel, and Stamkos.
Mm.
And many have been critical of Anthony Sorelli, including myself. I think he's a hell of a player. Not sure he was a second line center. One of the best third-line centers you'll ever see, no question. But all of a sudden, you put him on a line with Hagel and Stamkos, and now Sorelli's got 20 goals this season.
He's come alive, yeah.
And it's Stamkos is coming alive.
Mm-hmm.
And now, all of a sudden, you have 2 scoring lines.
Right.
Like, what this team was missing all year was Depth another top 6 forward.
Yeah, yeah.
They missed Alex Killorn. That was his role last year.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. without Killorn, and before you had Duclair... You had a bunch of guys that weren't top 6 on this team trying to play top 6. And they would rotate guys through. You know, whether it was Nick Paul up there or, you know, they would try Mitchell Chafee. They try, you know, they were Connor Sheary up there. I mean, they were moving guys in and out all over the place in this lineup.
Right.
And they didn't have another top 6 to give them 2 scoring lines. Which is something you desperately need going to the playoffs. And the addition of Anthony Duclair, not only is he a good player and, you know, he's been fantastic and, you know, he's got 12 points in 14 games now since he joined the Lightning, but it just slotted everybody in the lineup where they need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're not playing guys a little bit more than they should be or in a position that, you know, I'm not saying they're not good, but it's not where they excel at this point in their career. And now everyone's kind of on the line they need to be on.
It's certainly going to make it more difficult to defend them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other teams have more to worry about now.
Yep.
And you know, the deeper you can get, then, you know, the better your chances are. I mean, I like the way they're playing. I like, you know, postseason is its whole other thing. But with their experience and you know, to see your best players playing their best at the right time, all that stuff matters, man. Momentum matters. And I know you mentioned it, and it's true. They've limped into these playoffs before. They've looked like they were done, you know, no energy, playing poorly. They have that gear. They know what the postseason is.
Well, it's one thing if they look like they're limping or you think, boy, they're playing awful. It's what do they think?
Right.
What do they know? Yeah. What is their confidence level?
Sure, sure.
And that's really what it is.
Yeah.
You know, and they showed in Pittsburgh on Saturday, and they showed again on Tuesday night against Columbus that even if they have two bad periods, like, okay, you know what? That wasn't good enough. Let's go out and play a better period. And they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's – we always talk about, you know, have you been – the experience of being there before is very important. That's why a lot of young teams go bring in some veterans that have seen it before and done everything before. You know, that's what the Lightning, you know, did with Dave Andrechuk and Tim Taylor and, you know, go back 20 years ago with that. You know, we needed some veteran guys to teach the young guys how to do things and how to respond and, you know, go through the gamut, whatever, what, you know, whatever part it is. And this team has that. Like, nothing phases this team.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's not to say they don't have bad periods, bad games, bad stretches. But it doesn't, you know, they have the mental fortitude and the experience to know that things are going to go against you at times.
It's the ebbs and blows. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you see it in all the sports. Michael Jordan didn't win championships his first year or second or third. Like, you had to learn and grow and get to that point.
Right.
You know, and the Lightning have been through that, and they've got a core that now there's a lot of, there's only like, what, seven guys left that won the cups.
Right.
So you got some younger, hungry guys, but they've got the veterans around them to help.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just looking at it, they got 95 points, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 100-point season coming up.
Yeah, there's, what, four games to go? If they get five more points, they'll have 100 points.
I mean, that's, you know, sign me up for that at the beginning of the year.
Yeah. I mean, we always talk about that 96-point threshold.
They're there.
Which 96 points this year will definitely get you in the playoffs, and you know, one more point in four games, they'll be there.
Yeah. It's been fun to watch. It's been, like I said, it kind of sleptwalked through the first two periods, and then did what they needed to do to get the win. And of course the key players did all the scoring. So that was big. So we just, like I said, one week from tonight, the regular season will end. And then that's the greatest part of the NHL and the greatest postseason, I think, in all of sport is the NHL playoffs. It is a 16 wins grinded out, survival of the fittest, you know, roller coaster that the fans and the players get to go on. And it is just, it's drama every night. And I can't wait for it. It's going to be great. And,
well, it's going like to start a week from Saturday. So we are now just, what, 10 days away?
10 days away. That's it. 10 days away from you having very late nights.
as hey, you'll be recording right with me.
As we do right now. Speaking of late nights, it was late night with the Rays, kind of a twin bill, kind of a rare, you know, hockey Rays twin bill. But look, this baseball team really hasn't hit its stride, you know, to say the very least. And I was thinking about this, you know, just the other day, like, so they're what, one game, are they 500 again or one game over 500? I think. 6-5, I think they
are.
Maybe.
I believe they're. I believe it's 6-5 now.
Yeah, so they beat Anaheim.
Actually, they're 6-6 because they lost. We forgot
the 6-6. That's right. Yeah. They beat the Los Angeles Angels this time. And here's the deal: if I were to tell you that, you know, your all-star Yandy Diaz and your superstar Randy Arozarena, like, it's just like, okay, who are the top hitters, right? And you'd go like a long way before you could name maybe the top three bats at this point in the season. Those guys have contributed very little, and that's being generous. I mean, Randy's had a couple of home runs. Yandy, of course, first at bat, hit one out, but of the season, I mean. But they're not really the ones doing anything right now.
Nope.
And
nor is the bullpen,
and the bullpen, which everybody, you know, was heralded by me and everyone else around the baseball world as being the deepest, the best they've had. They've not been very good, to say, and that's an understatement. But you know, and aside from their homestand, which they played two, know, playoff contending teams in Toronto and, of course, the world champions with Texas. But the teams they're playing now are not great teams. The Angels are not a great team. And they're 500, too, by the way. But, you know, they're grinding it out, waiting for guys that are supposed to carry them to get going. And they haven't gotten going yet. And so I kind of, you know, I kind of like run the gamut of like, yeah, it's not a very good team to, well, their guys aren't really been their guys yet. You know, like at some point, Yandy's going to be Yandy and Randy's going to be Randy. And then the other ones, you know, all of a sudden the lineup looks lengthened. But they're getting some good contributions early, you know, from guys like Isak Paredes and, you know, their new shortstop Caballero. I mean, they have found a way to, you know, to at least grind out as many wins as they've had losses at this point. And really, maybe this is a plus that I think for the most part their starting pitching has held up okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
a few rough innings,
couple rough innings. That's it. Yeah,
you know, particularly for Zach Eflin.
Right. Right.
But I always say, and you have to put things into perspective, it's a 162-game schedule.
Yeah.
So the Rays have played 12 games.
Right.
You know, if you take a baseball season, even the 100-win seasons they've had. Like, right. There are stretches in the middle of the season where you go 6-6 and scuffle a little bit at the bat, and
you're fine
part of your pitching has some issues. Yeah. But you go 6-6, and you're like, okay. I mean, you know, it's part of a
season.
You're
fine with it. Yeah.
When you start the season that way, it's amplified.
Everything's amplified, yeah.
You know, just like, I mean, if you start the season 0 and you lose your first four, and everyone's panicked, and the Rays didn't do this, but, you know, teams lose four in a row, and you're like, the season's ending. You have four-game losing streaks in a season, typically. Like,
right.
It's just when it happens at the very beginning of the season, it just looks worse. Yeah.
You're like in the third quarter of the first football game. And that's where you are.
Yeah.
And you're trying to judge the whole season on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't even played the fourth quarter yet, you know, of the first game. Yeah.
Now, the things that concern me with the Rays is I still don't know if the lineup's deep enough.
And I don't think it is.
The walks are killing me.
Yes. Yes. They're walking way too many hitters.
You know, and that's something the Rays don't do.
Right.
Like, that's why it's so shocking. It's not like, you know, could you see this lineup going through stretches where they struggle? Absolutely. We said that going into the season.
Of course, yeah.
Did we ever think that the Rays bullpen through, and granted, it's a small sample size, have the worst bullpen ERA and have given up as many walks as they have? Like, you wouldn't have predicted. You wouldn't even predict that any stretch during a season to be that bad as they've been.
Right.
But yet they're still 6-6.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of teams they're going to beat this year. A lot of teams. And, you know, if they get their bullpen settled the way it should be, I think they're going to be okay. I don't think their starting pitching is as deep as it has ever been. But then again, second half of the season, you may get some guys back from that standpoint. But, yeah, it's just they're kind of exactly what they appear to be on paper right now. They're kind of a middling 500 team, which is okay, you know, in the month of September, or really the first couple of weeks of September, or not September, but the first couple of weeks of April, that's fine. At some point, you're going to lock in. And like I said, what will they be when Yandy is Yandy? What will they be when Randy is Randy? You know, that's going to happen. You know, as long as those guys are healthy and you're running them out there every day, they're going to get in a groove. And they're going to get their numbers. I don't know if Yandy's going to lead the American League in hitting again, but you know, he's going to be more of a factor than he's been so far, especially if you're sitting at the top of the lineup, which he'll be. So, yeah, it's interesting. Like, they have been exactly what their record says they are. Okay one day, and not so good the next, you know. But this road trip, they have a chance to win this series. They won the Colorado series, could have swept Colorado. And, you know, again, not playing great baseball teams or even great baseball themselves, but doing what you have to do, you know. And then the rest of it, we'll see. I mean, they definitely need to get some bodies back. But there's been some good surprises. Like Curtis Meade, okay. I like what I see, you know, from him.
he's been a nice surprise.
And to lose Wander Franco and end up with a guy that's playing, he had three knocks again the other night in Caballero.
Yep. And let's not forget they don't have Josh Lowe.
They don't have Josh. That's right. And really, Brandon has been not very good. That's another bat.
I don't know if I expected him to be great outside of a couple weeks or a month.
Potentially, right? Like that was one of the guys you'd like to be able to count on. Okay. So throw him in the mix too as somebody that hasn't really shown up yet. So Yandy, him, you know, Randy. I mean, you've still got a lot of meat on the bone here that they haven't really exercised. So I think the Rays are exactly who they pretend to be right now, and we'll see where they go from there. But it's just, and I was thinking this too, like until you're like, because I went out to Denver for a few days, right? Just a few days. Now I'm also not a 20-something-year-old baseball player, but I'm telling you, man, the time zones, the travel, this is their first really long road trip. It's out west. Like, dude, that stuff takes a toll now. You know what I mean? Not just on old guys like me, but on everybody. And so you kind of go out there and you go, you know, let's see how many wins we can get. But then let's get our butts back to the trop for a little while, because this is early in the season. You're kind of having to battle some climate changes, to say the least, in the same city like Denver. And it's not as it appears on TV. It just isn't. You know, there's a lot there, man, between the alarm clock going off when it does and the time changes, you know, and going, you know, they've already been to two different time zones, and that's all part of it. Every team does it, but it's an early, long road trip, if that makes sense. It's not like you just said, okay, we're going to play a couple series at the Trop, and then we're going to go, you know, to the Northeast and play three or four teams, you know, in New York, Philadelphia, and Boston. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is a big one coming right off the bat. So they'll get it ironed out. But the Rays, you know, got back on track. And the only guy they can't get out, and no one can right now, is Mike Trout. Just seems to hit a home run every day.
Well, I mean, you know, he's not the best player in baseball, or if not the best, one of the best for a reason. I mean,
yeah, I mean, you make any kind of a mistake, he could have had a couple of home runs just last night. But like he's the toughest out in the lineup, and he's the guy that's hurting them. You know, right now he's kicking their butts. So if they can find a way to pitch around him or get him out, it might have been a little easier series so far. But no, man, They've gone out and sort of started the season the way, you know, with the same different question marks, because we thought the bullpen would be good, the starting pitching. It's kind of been the opposite a little bit. You know, with the exception of a few bad innings, starting pitching has been okay, which is encouraging in my mind. But they got to get those other guys going, and they know it. Those other guys know it. I don't know if they're pressing at this point or just, you know, exactly what's going on. Certainly, you'd like to have a Wander Franco in the lineup to protect them a little bit and lengthen the lineup a little, but that's not happening. And like I said, maybe the best trade they've made is getting an everyday shortstop who not only can he hit or is hitting, but the dude can really run. He puts a lot of pressure on the defense with his ability to steal bases and run the bases and stuff like that. So they picked up a pretty good little offensive weapon there right now. The way he's playing.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And speaking of the Rays, of course, they'll wrap up their series with the Angels with a late afternoon game today. And on Thursday, Jason Light is going to talk to the media and tell us absolutely nothing about their draft plans. I feel for Jason because it's one of those where you're not going to get up there and tell everybody, oh, here, here's who we're going to take if this guy, this guy, this guy's here. But that's essentially what we want to know. And so we have sort of a draft press conference availability on Thursday. In the meantime, get your mailbag questions in. Let's do that. I've got a couple already that have been sent in this last day or so, but you can do that by sending them to us on Twitter or X. That's at SportsDayTB. You can reach me on Twitter or X at NFL Stroud, or my email address is rstroud@tampabay.com. For Steve Bursnick, I'm Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times. Have a great day, everybody.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.